What's good, Defenders Nation? Welcome to your favorite segment 24 hours before every single match. That's right. This is One More Sleep, and it's a solo scarf experience. What's good, everybody? Welcome to our preview match for the Nashville game. That's right. Nashville's heading out to BMO Stadium. It'll take them about 4 hours and 50 minutes or so to get to Los Angeles from Nashville, which is about 45 minutes less than our current scoreless streak. This is rough. Or actually, yeah, is it 3 hours, 59 minutes? I don't even know. I lost track. It's about an hour more, than our scoreless streak, which is that, no, I'm right. Why don't I trust myself? Oh my goodness. It's because it's a solo scarf episode. 339 minutes and counting. That's right. That includes stoppage time. I love that LAFC says we're at a 305-minute drought. I'm a teacher. I like my homework. I do it, including stoppage time, 339 minutes, because goals in stoppage time count just the same as goals in regular time. So that being said, long on the education, genuine cougar, I appreciate you, no problem. That being said, let's talk a little bit about a couple of things. First, where's Philly? He is currently calling a UC Riverside baseball game right now, so you won't see Philly on this episode of One More Sleep. We're going to try to see if we can get Philly on the next episode of Defenders of the Bank. He's a busy guy. What can I say? UC Riverside controlling a lot of his life. His Empire Strikers days are nearly over for this season. It's been a rough season for Empire Strikers, but he's calling a game for UC Riverside baseball. So hope they're doing well. I don't know. He's doing it right now. So we'll see how that goes. So that's that question. Second thing I want to bring up is right there. That new scarf. Everybody see that new scarf? This is Los Angeles, the new 3252 scarf from at the 3252 to all of us that signed up. At the very minimum, you got a scarf and a pin, which is the one that I did. I know they also had one with a beanie. They also had one with a fanny pack, I think. All kinds of really cool stuff. If you have not signed up for your membership in the 3252, first of all, what are you doing? But second of all, right there. That's the new scarf. This is Los Angeles, the 3252 right there. Again, thank you guys for the sweet scarf. Appreciate it. Oscar, thank you for the happy belated birthday wishes. Thank you to everybody out there in Defenders Nation for the birthday wishes. My birthday was Wednesday, March 20th. It was definitely a tough one because it was the first one without Dad. But that being said, a lot of you out there wished me a happy birthday, and it really made the entire day, the entire week, a lot better than, unfortunately, than what I was anticipating. It was rough. I missed my dad quite a bit, and if I would have known that 40 would have been the last one I would have shared with him, probably would have done things a little differently. But either way, absolutely loved my birthday experience. Quick little update on the life of Scarf. Why not, since I'm here? I leave with 25 middle schoolers for Puerto Rico. And actually, our flight doesn't leave till Monday, so I'm not leaving midnight on Saturday. I got my flight days wrong, guys. It's been a long school year so far, but I'll be leaving with 25 middle schoolers for Puerto Rico through next Sunday or so. We're missing Easter. That being said, I'm really excited to spend that time with these middle schoolers. We'll be working at a foster boys home to do a couple different projects with them there in Puerto Rico. Also learning about the environmental sustainability and the effects of the hurricanes that are down there. Lots of really cool things that these middle schoolers are going to be able to see and do out there. So I'm very excited to spend my first ever 6 or 7 days in Puerto Rico. It's going to be a lot of fun. So if you guys are in Puerto Rico, by the way, hit up the scarf. Let's see what's going on. This is, you guys remember Nectar, right? This is one of our pride tops that we had, one of our pre-match pride tops, for those of you guys wondering. A couple of years ago, I think it was two seasons ago. Got all kinds of fun stuff back here too. I mean, I absolutely love some of these scarves that I've got back here. And of course, we always have Team Security Paul watching over the operations right next to us. So again, everybody out there in Defenders Nation, let's get into it. This is One More Sleep, the Nashville edition. And again, it is a solo scarf experience. Want to remind everybody, Nashville likely, and I want to say likely just because we got bad intel the last time, but I checked on our website, LAFC, and I checked with Nashville It looks like Walker Zimmerman will be missing the match with a knee injury. And that's kind of a big one because we know how good Walker Zimmerman can be, a multiple time All-Star and best 11 in Major League Soccer. And obviously someone near and dear to the black and gold faithful as he was with us for a few seasons. So it looks like their captain, Walker Zimmerman, will not be playing in the match. That's what both teams' websites say as of right now. Miraculous things can happen on the flight from Nash Vegas to Los Angeles, but we'll see. Looks like Walker Zimmerman will be out. Also out for Nashville, Anibal Godoy will be out, and Jacob Schaffelberg. Those are not starters for Nashville, but they are two players that played in the last match against Charlotte. We'll talk about how they've done so far this season in just a minute, but want to give you guys some roster updates for international duty. Anibal Godoy and Jacob Schaffelberg both out, as well as, like I said, Walker Zimmerman with an injury to his knee. For LAFC, obviously, we know the injury to De La Valle. He's out for the year with the knee injury. Tomas Angel, I've heard, is still not at 100%. And, of course, two big players out for international duty. It's Ordaz and Omar. That's right, Omar Campos, our starting left back for every match so far this season, out with international duty with Mexico's under-23s. And Nate the Great getting his first ever call-up to the El Salvador national team, and he started. I couldn't get like a breakdown to see when he came out of the match, but he definitely was involved in several big plays for El Salvador. It was a 1-1 tie with Bonaire, and I promise I'm allowed to say that on the air, even though it's only 9:01. Bonaire is a country. So El Salvador and Nathan Ordaz, they were both in action and getting his first call up to the senior national team. So pretty cool for that. Apparently Ben Skolnick says they're having a raffle to suit up in the 18 tomorrow. So make sure you get out to Christmas Tree Lane early. It is supposed to rain, by the way, at the start. I got to check over at LAFC Luke Clip to see if what the weather forecast is going to be. But from what I heard, 10 a.m. is when the rains are supposed to come, or at least when the rains are maybe supposed to stop by. I don't know. It's going to be wet. So bring your galoshes, as my grandmother used to say. Bring your galoshes. So that'll be fun. Really looking forward to this match against Nashville, not just because they're not going to have Walker Zimmerman, because we are going to be able to see one of the premier talents in Major League Soccer, Hani Mukhtar. We'll talk a little bit more about Hani Mukhtar in a little bit, but he is as good as it gets. Nashville comes into this match undefeated in MLS this season. Undefeated. However, in their four MLS matches, three draws, just the one win, and it was in their last match a couple of days ago against Charlotte. They defeated Charlotte 2-1. Otherwise, it's been draw, draw, draw to start the season. But Nashville's start to this season, for the most part, parallels our start to last season. They have already played, what, 8 games so far on the season. In fact, this match will be their 5th match in 17 days. 5 matches, 17 days. How many times last season, y'all, when we were talking about CONCACAF Champions League, when we were talking about Leagues Cup, when we were talking about Open Cup, when we were talking about all of the different titles that we were going after, how many times did we say, all right, guys, it's our 3rd match in 10 days. It's our 4th match in 12 days. It's our 5th match in 17 days. Well, Nashville, you're starting to see how difficult it can be to have a rigorous schedule like that. They advanced out of the first round of CONCACAF Champions Cup, as it's called, playing Mocha FC. Is it Mocha FC, Mocha SC? Mocha from the Dominican Republic. Dominican Republic top flight team, MOCA, Mocha. They defeated Mocha by an aggregate of 7-0, and it was definitely running roughshod over Mocha, was Nashville SC. However, then they ran up against Messi, and they got eliminated by Inter Miami, giving up, I believe, 5 goals in the 2 matches. So they are susceptible for sure. Their CONCACAF Champions Cup run is over. But again, this is their 9th match already of the season, obviously, for LAFC. This is only number five. So we are coming in much more rested. In their last four matches, they have allowed 8 goals. And with no Walker Zimmerman on that back line, you've got to believe this is a perfect time for us to end that number right down there, 339 minutes and counting the goalless drought. I know, everybody, we can see it. John Thorington can see it. Hell, Will Kuntz all the way down in Carson can see it. They can see it all the way over in Grasshopper in Zurich in Switzerland. We need a number 9. Everybody knows it. And that number 9 might be coming in Olivier Giroud, 39 years old, but the dude can still score with anybody over in Europe. He is a true number 9, an absolute banger. But Olivier Giroud is not coming until July, people, if he's coming at all. And sure, visions of Antoine Griezmann dancing in our head, that could be coming down the line in July as well. There are multiple players that LAFC has been linked to. What's up, Bam, in the chat? Love you, buddy. Multiple superstars that LAFC has been linked to. However, none of that can happen until July, guys. The European window to come here is closed. It's not like we can just go get Olivier Giroud. What we are going to have to do is either find answers from inside our own training pitch or players that are already readily available in Major League Soccer or who are out of contract. So, look, there might be a list of names out there. I'm not going to speculate on any of them. But from what I understand, we are going to be swinging big in July. However, and you guys have heard me say this on many podcasts before, points that we drop or points that we add in March, in April, in May, in June, in July, they all count the same. They all count the same. So we got to get as many points as we can in these matches in February, matches in March, matches in April. We can't keep dropping points. And as we sit right now, with just 4 points through 4 games, we need to get our points. So we can't wait until July. We're going to have to find something. We'll have to see. Look, hey, you're absolutely right. Luis Muller, the kid at LAFC 2, big 23-year-old body, boxed out for a really nice goal, had a nice little touch pass for an assist, had a brace and an assist for LAFC 2. Don't scoff at answers, by the way, coming from the second team. Guys like Diego Luna were doing that quite a bit for Real Salt Lake and then for Real Monarchs, I should say, and then for Real Salt Lake. So it definitely could be something. There are going to be a couple of changes. Obviously, we know in the starting lineup there will be no Omar Campos. I'll talk about his replacement in a minute. Don't forget about Omar Campos not being there. And also Nathan Ordaz. And I think we do need to switch some things up. We'll talk about that when we get to the LAFC part. But again, just want to mention one other player before I get to LAFC, Sam Surridge, the English product, 25-year-old designated player striker for Nashville. Sam Surridge is the real deal. Although, look, I know he's got 3 goals and an assist in 4 matches so far this season. That seems like a big deal. However, he did score a goal and have an assist against Mocha. So really, it's 2 goals on the season in all of the other games that he has played in so far. I'm not completely taken by Sam Surridge. However, the 25-year-old English product has certainly been able to find the back of the net early and often this season. And what that can sometimes do is get you propelled for the rest of the season. You start to see the ball go in the back of the net, a la maybe what we are hoping starts with Denny Bouanga in this match. Oh, my goodness. We definitely need some help in scoring goals. So don't forget about Sam Surridge. Let's talk about LAFC. We know we will have no Nathan Ordaz, no Omar Campos, likely no Tomas Angel, another attacking option up top as he still deals with an injury. And then, of course, we know about De La Valle. He is gone for the season. But we definitely still have a ton of options. What we know is that Sergi Palencia will be taking Omar Campos' spot. Why do we know that? Because we don't have anybody else. Eddie Segura dropped out and played a little bit of wingback every now and then. Heck, Ryan Hollingshead dropped in and played the number 9 role for a little bit, playing up top. It has been a season of absolutely mismatched players and positions. Even though we've started the same unit through our first 4 matches, I'm predicting, obviously, that'll change with Omar Campos not being there. But that shouldn't be the only reason why our starting lineup changes just a little bit. I think it's time, and this is just Scarf here, and I'm the only one. I think it's just time now to stop the experiment with Matty Bogus at the number nine with Denny Bawanga on one wing and Kike Oliveira on the other. I want to start David Martinez. Now, that still begs the question, who do you put in the nine? Well, I think it's going to have to be Denny Bawanga to start the match, but what we've seen Steve Cherundolo do quite a bit is to move Denny over to one side, move Denny over to the other side. It's tough because Kike Oliveira only looks really comfortable to me on that right-hand side. I haven't seen enough of David Martinez to tell you where he looks most comfortable. He was kind of playing like a rover free safety role for a little bit on that front line. Same thing with Nathan Ordaz, but he's not an option for this game. So I think it's time to stop the experiment. I think it's time to start Matty Bogus in the midfield, or maybe we don't start Matty Bogus at all. And I've got a theory about why maybe I was wrong in saying we need to drop Timothy Tillman to the bench and start Matty Bogus in the midfield and get David Martinez in there. We've got some questions that have been asked about our midfield. And no, it's not Edward Atuesta. I will tell you guys right now, Edward Atuesta, more key passes than any other player on LAFC and a much higher passing percentage than any other player on LAFC, at least on a regular basis. 87% of his passes he has completed on the year. 87% for Edward Atuesta. Atuesta is doing everything that we hoped he would when he came over. Sure, he hasn't contributed very much to the offensive end, but he is doing a lot of those things as a midfielder that we expect. But let me talk to you guys about three numbers that bother me just a little bit about our midfield. 78%, 77%, and 75.5%. What are those? That's the pass completion percentage of Timothy Tillman, Ilya Sanchez, and Matty Bogus. Matty Bogus is only completing 75.5% of his passes. Now, I think a lot of that is because he's also playing up at the number nine role, or at least playing up in the attacking line rather than in the midfield. And I think once he goes back to midfield, he'll be much more comfortable completing passes. But Timothy Tillman only completing 78% of his passes, and Ilya Sanchez has only completed 77% of his passes, and in 294 minutes, he has two key passes on the season. Now, if you ask me to define what a key pass is, the way that MLS defines it in their stat sheet, I'm not exactly sure, but I know a key pass when I see one. A key pass is one of those beautiful line splitters that springs a guy like Denny Bawanga, or that springs Kike Oliveira, or that springs David Martinez, or that allows us to keep advancing the ball forward to create a chance or a goal-scoring opportunity. It is something that we have not done very much this season. And really, it starts and ends with Ilya Sanchez in the middle. He's the leader. He's the de facto captain of the midfield. And when Ilya can't get to cooking, the rest of the midfield's in a little bit of trouble. So when you see him completing 77% of his passes with only two key passes on the year, something might have to change just a little bit. Now, I'm not saying don't start Ilya Sanchez, because his veteran leadership is everything for us. And I still think we drop Timothy Tillman from the starting lineup only because Tillman gives us the same, whether he's coming in off the bench after 70 minutes or he's starting the game. He gets up to game speed pretty quickly and he's able to get things going. I love Timothy Tillman coming off the bench for us. If not for the long-term solution, definitely for this match, I want to see Matty Bogus start with Edward Atuesta and Ilya Sanchez so that we get a little bit more wiggle, a little bit more motion forward with the ball, which is what Bogus is much better at, in my opinion, than Tillman, and certainly better than Atuesta and Ilya Sanchez. So I want to start the young guys up front, David Martinez, Kike Oliveira, alongside Denny Bawanga in the middle at the nine. I know Bawanga's not a nine, but he's what we have for the nine right now. So we'll see what that means. On the back line, obviously, it's going to be Aaron Long and Jesus Murillo, Ryan Hollingshead on one side, and like I mentioned before, Sergi Palencia on the other, because we will have no Omar Campos. Hugo has been everything we have needed Hugo to be in goal so far this season. Want to update you real quick on Denny Bawanga. Yes, Denny Bawanga has scored 0 goals. Let me take a quick sip. Yes, Denny Bawanga has scored 0 goals. He is still number 3 in shots in Major League Soccer. And not all shots are good shots. I get it. But he is number 3 in shots in Major League Soccer with 20 shots. He is one of only three players in Major League Soccer with 20 or more shots. He is still also, by the way, number 10 in expected goals. Expected goals, 1.96 XG expected goals. That is number 10 in Major League Soccer. Bam, it's a Spindrift. I don't want to chug a Spindrift. 1.96 XG in Major League Soccer. That is good for 10th, even though the guy hasn't scored a goal. So that tells you a couple of things. Number one, the best player on our team is still having trouble finding his way to the back of the net, even if you just look at expected goals, less than two in our first four matches. So we got to find a way to get Denis working off the ball a little bit more so he doesn't have to do so much work with the ball. And I do want to mention four players, if you don't mind, real quick. Hugo Lloris, Aaron Long, Timothy Tillman, and Denis Bawanga are the only four players in black and gold that have played all 360 minutes. So that's, again, why I don't think it's a bad idea to maybe give Timothy Tillman a little bit of a rest. He's the only midfielder that's played all 360 minutes. Come off the bench, keep him fresh. But look, the best part is our first 12 matches this season, we only have one match a week. First 12 matches come over 12 weeks. That is an embarrassment of riches in terms of time on the training ground. So with all that being said, let's get in to our keys of the match. And this is going to be produced by me. I had to call Panda for some help. I got some help from Nina as well. I didn't know what the heck I was doing here, but I think I figured it out. So here we go. Let's see. I'm going to add this bad boy. Players to watch. I don't know how to do the transitions, but bam, there you go on the players to watch. I'm able to pick two because it's just me. And I'm picking two guys that we should be very, very familiar with. Hani Mukhtar and Tyler Boyd for Nashville. Look, if you don't know who Hani Mukhtar is, then unfortunately you have been missing out on one of the best players in Major League Soccer. Hani Mukhtar was the MVP and Golden Boot winner 2 years ago, and he is as good of a player in Major League Soccer as we have. He is must-see TV every time he straps on the boots. And Tyler Boyd, if you're wondering where he is, if you've been scouting games for Carson, he is no longer there. They jettisoned him along with half the guys they had there that scored goals. Now they're having a decent season for sure. But Tyler Boyd landed on his feet in Nashville, and he loves to score goals against LAFC. So it's got to be a guy we keep an eye on. They're playing him in the midfield on that left-hand side, along the same side as Hani Mukhtar, to create a pretty formidable combination on that left-hand side. Ryan Hollingshead may have his hands full on that one side. I think it's going to be Ryan Hollingshead and Murillo working that right side as they come towards him, or towards them, I should say. So Hani Mukhtar and Tyler Boyd. Tyler Boyd, formerly, of course, of the Galaxy, and Hani Mukhtar, the league MVP 2 seasons ago. And for LAFC, I'm going to do Philly's job and pick the low-hanging fruit, but mainly because, look, we got to get the dude off the schneid, right? 0 goals on the season for Denis Bawanga. I think this is the match where Denis Bawanga breaks out of that slump and ends the 339-minute drought for LAFC in scoring goals. And I'm going to say something that might be kind of a bold take. And several of you out there, you might want to clip this receipt and say, I told you so later. Scarf was super wrong. But I'm gonna throw this out there. Genuine Cougar, I did see Raheem Edwards' red card there. It definitely couldn't have happened to a nicer guy. And it allowed the Chicago Fire to score 3 goals after the 82nd minute when he got that red card, including Kellen's ridiculousness. I saw that. I'm going to not try and be a squirrel and get distracted by all the comments in the chat. First of all, thank you to everybody in the chat for joining us here on One More Sleep. But Sergi Palencia, if he has a good enough game against Nashville, get ready, write it down. I think he could be taking minutes away from Omar Campos for the rest of the season already. I know Omar Campos is young. It is his first couple of months in the system. He is uber talented, and he is going to be representing Mexico, I believe, in the next World Cup when we have games here in Los Angeles. But Omar Campos has had a little bit of growing pains when it comes to adapting to, I don't want to say adapting to Major League Soccer or adapting to LAFC's system, but there's something going on there to where he's having a little bit of trouble adjusting to what we do here at LAFC. Flat-footed in the snow is one thing, but also some of the other times where he gets pulled inside and really doesn't seem to be doing the scouting of this player loves to go to his left, so let's make him go right. Nope, I'm going to be pulled back to the inside. Several times he's been out of position. Sergi Palencia has been relatively rock solid every minute he's played in black and gold. Yes, you can go back and tell me some things that he hasn't done well, but it hasn't been the likes of the horror show that it's been for Omar Campos so far. So I really, truly, firmly believe that Sergi Palencia in this moment at this time could be playing for a starting role later on down the season. I don't think I'm crazy to say it based on what we've seen so far, but I know we have a ton of money and a ton of time hopefully wrapped up in Omar Campos. So those are my four players to watch. Let's get right to the keys to the match. Capitalize on tired legs. What do I mean? Well, this is Nashville's ninth match of the season already. Only five for us. It's their fifth match in 17 days, and they are not deep. If they are indeed without Walker Zimmerman, they will be without Anibal Godoy and Jacob Schaffelberg, who is a lot of wiggle out there for Nashville. He's going to be with El Maple Tree with Canada. Either way, I think if those guys are both out for international duty and Walker Zimmerman is not there, those are going to be some tired legs for Nashville. The long flight coming over, the eight matches before this that they've had to play, and they have been grinding matches too. Like I said, just one win in MLS competition. It was in their last game, but they got beat by Miami once in the second leg and then drew in the first leg. A lot of travel back and forth. I just think that Nashville is going to be tired. We need to capitalize on those tired legs. And one of the ways that we do that is by attacking through the middle. I know I just mentioned the passing accuracies of Ilya Sanchez, Timothy Tillman, and Matty Bogush, and they have not been good. But I think that is how we get Denis Bawanga going. Denis needs to get in space in the middle. Everybody knows when Denis Bawanga is on that left-hand side, all they do is drop a second defender, sometimes even a third. And now Denis Bawanga has to do incredible things just to get a look at a shot on target. We have to get Denis Bawanga cooking through the middle. I believe that is through maybe an Edward Atuesta or Ilya Sanchez pass that breaks the line and sees Denis forward. I also loved what Kiki Oliveira did last match as he veered left into the middle lane, and you saw Denis move to the outside, a little drop-off pass that gave Denis Bawanga a wonderful opportunity as well. We have to start attacking through the middle, especially because that back line man, Walker Zimmerman, will not be there. And if there is a Walker Zimmerman-sized hole in the defense, I want our boys plowing right through it to get some goals. The time is now. So do I think they're going to get some goals? Hell yeah, I think they're going to get some goals. I think this is the match that LAFC wakes up. I think this is the match that LAFC arises from their slumber, gets Denis Bawanga going, gets Kike Oliveira going, and gets our midfield jump started as well. I don't think we're going to try to do as much by pushing our wingbacks up. We might see Ryan Holling set up there a lot more, but maybe not as much with Sergi Palencia. So I think we're going to try to do it with our front six. That's right. The three forwards, the three midfielders are going to have to get things done. We have seen Aaron Long, and for the most part, Jesus Murillo, be a rock so far for us on the back line. I still miss Giorgio more than anything else. If coaches could only play in this league, I think he'd give it one more go. Hugo has been amazing, but we need to get the engine moving forward. And I think no Walker Zimmerman, no Jacob Schaffelberg, tired legs from playing nine matches so far this season, five matches in 17 days, that gives you a 3-0 LAFC win. We are in front of the 22,000, the chorus of the black and gold, and of course, the choir of angels in the 3252 singing their hearts out for our black and gold. I cannot wait to be back at BMO. Bring on the rain, if it is indeed going to rain. We've played in snow already. What's the difference of playing in a little bit of rain, or at least playing in a rain-soaked field? We know we've got those dryers underneath the pitch. They're going to be sucking all the moisture out of there if they can. Giggity? I don't even know. Anyways, this has been a solo scarf experience. 3-0 LAFC is what I'm saying. We got the new 3252 scarf here. We got team security, Paul, making sure that everything is going well. We've got Philly calling a UC Riverside baseball game. He's going to join us at the match later on tomorrow. I've got 3-0 defenders. I've also got a really fun scoop for you about merch. We are going to have all kinds of merch available soon. We got the go-ahead from 500 level. I know you guys have already stuck around for half an hour, and thank you. 500 level. If you go through LAFC HQ, you look through a lot of the t-shirts that they make, they're made by 500 level, a fantastic company based in Austin. They do a lot of work for LAFC. They do a lot of work for Major League Soccer. They do a lot of work for many of the professional sports leagues in North America and abroad. 500 level is lit, and I cannot wait for us to share with you on our website the link as soon as it is up. Make sure you go to defendersofthebank.com, and that's bank with a C, and in your bookmark it, because it's not time to go buy stuff yet. But there's going to be 14 different types of apparel, all kinds of designs, whatever you want to do to rep the Defenders, it will be about time. And we're going to have our scarves, not this scarf, because this is the one without the star on it. This is our OG scarf. Thought there was, that's over there. So I can see it. It's all the way over there. But if I go get it, nobody's going to be on camera. You're just going to have to stare at Team Security Paul for a little bit. So I'm not going to go do that. Either way, we're going to have scarves for purchase tomorrow at Christmas Tree Lane. So come on out and grab a Defender scarf with a star. We're going to have merch available on defendersofthebank.com in just a little bit. We love you guys so much. We love every single bit of support that you give us here at Defenders of the Bank. We do this for you. We absolutely love it. We'll be at the press conference tomorrow after the match. We'll be at Christmas Tree Lane before the match. Please, if you see the Defenders tent, you have found your home on Christmas Tree Lane. Come hang out with Defenders of the Bank. Come hang out with me, Scarf. Come hang out with Philly. Come hang out with everybody there under the tent. Our tent is your tent. We hope to see you guys out there. I've got 3-0 Defenders. What do you got? Let me know. I'm going to try very quickly. Can I do it? Oh, yeah. I'm going to play the outro music. And I think I did okay with producing this one. All right. Here we go.